Up next, we have Dog Star Pilot with Only Thing.
Woke up in Avoca, Capri Motel. I know it was dark when I pulled in, but what the hell? Seems the coffee maker is broken. There's a red stain on the rug. I start to question all my choices, you know the way one does. Pack up my few belongings and I'm ready to go. Forget whatever I was thinking and head down the road. Today the only thing I've got to do is drive clear through Nebraska. Today the only thing I've got to do is drive clear through Nebraska.
Stick right. Yeah, we have a lovely melody and some lovely lyrics that unfortunately weren't able to be fleshed out into a song with an accompaniment of really any kind to speak of. It's really honorable to try the Tom's Diner approach when it's all you've got access to, but it just doesn't land for me here. And probably the thing that bothers me the most about the song is that you've got, like, I don't know if it's a clapping or a patting on the leg or what it is, but there's some keeping of the beat that isn't terribly confident and doesn't come through loudly, but we can hear it. And it's not perfectly in time either. And I feel like if we had gone in a direction where there was some loud, confident percussion, this might have held up for me. I don't remember where I heard it, but I think it might have been Tommy mentioned there was a late submission with some instrumentals that are going to come out after the judging period is over. And if that's the case, I'm really looking forward to hearing it, because this is a really nice melody and a really decent set of lyrics. I love the ascending major sixth, I think it is. It might be a minor sixth, I don't know. It's a big leap in the chorus, and I really like it. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's that leap happens on the high note to the word Nebraska itself.
Yes, that's the one.
I like that a lot, too. I totally agree that a live solo a cappella performance is playing this contest totally on hard mode. And I do like the intimacy of the performance, but you're right, that knee slapping or whatever it is variable and not always in time. And there's, you know, it's more distracting than anything else. I also like that, you know, you could hear that even though this song is super stripped down, it still has a detectable arrangement. Like, there are verse, chorus, and bridge and outro feels to the song. And they have, you know, and I can sort of hear them all the way through, which is cool. And, you know, the sense of loneliness that you get from the lyrics and melody is appropriate, because Nebraska, like, you know, has this vast open plain and, you know, nothing but long horizons and farms and endless sky as far as the eye can see on I-80, I guess, as you're driving through. So it's cool, and like it really, the sparseness of the music matches with the theme of, you know, a long drive, maybe after what I think is a breakup or something in the lyrics. I like this more than I thought I would, just given a description of the song. It would have been cool to maybe edit in something a little bit later, just maybe something keeping time, or maybe some road noises, like the sound of a car door, or like, you know, some engine noises, or some... What would be really cool if there were like windshield wipers clapping in places in time or something. That would be cool, like a Bobby McGee thing.
The person's recording gear was completely inaccessible, and this is a phone recording. So
okay.
I don't believe editing was an option for this person, and that's why we got what we got. And that's why I wanted to specify that the percussion should have been what it was, and that not that, like, oh, why didn't you do more?
Yeah.
It's like, if you want to do more with what you have, here's my suggestion on how.
Yeah. Well, I hope they make it into round two, because there's a lot of good stuff, a lot of stuff to like about this. I was actually thinking about maybe doing a cover in one of those later rounds and maybe trying some of the things I thought would be cool with this and maybe keeping it solo a cappella. I think that would be cool.
A really fun way to do that would be to,
intentionally not listen to the reorchestrated version whenever that gets posted.
Yeah.
And to just compare after the fact.
So this was a cappella because otherwise nothing would have been submitted. And regardless, it's still gutsy for him to do a cappella. And I think this guy has a nice, expressive voice with charm and charisma, and the lyrics are good. And yeah, I read the bio about only having access to the iPhone for this submission, but that doesn't negate the fact that everyone else put more effort into their submissions. And I think this song sounds nice and has a lot of potential, but it didn't knock me over. And for me to love this song, it'd have to really knock me over. I have spent a fair amount of time in Nebraska. You know, I used to work in a couple of institutions out there over the years. And I'd visit my mom's when they lived in Lincoln for a couple of years. And the lyrics of this state his goal of driving clear through Nebraska. But if you drive clear through Nebraska, you end up in a neighboring state. And I'm sorry, Middle America, but none of those neighboring states are noticeably better than Nebraska. Okay, maybe Colorado.
I gotta hand it to Colorado. They got weed.
But he sings about ending up in Wyoming. And how on earth is that any improvement over Nebraska? It doesn't all matter all that much, though. I hope that he makes it through to the next round so we can hear what he can do with access to his DAW. But on the other hand, I'm not sure this song should get through if it means taking the place of a band that made a bigger effort. And I think every other band could rightfully claim that they made a bigger effort than this.
So it'd be interesting to see.